Oops, let me go off share. The image you were seeing is from Spirit Fire's front lawn. Those of you who have been there in spring, you would have seen that too. It's just one of my favorite pictures from Spirit Fire, as well as pictures of almost everyone who's here has been to Spirit Fire as well. I want to take a minute before we meditate and first namaste to everyone, and what a great honor it is to be with you. Always, what a great honor and a joy to be with you. And just take a minute and let you know that my body, this physical aspect of an incarnation, has shifted gears into its advancing stages with MS. And that was one of the reasons why there was a time lapse after the meditation retreat completed, which was last Wednesday. It was a wonderful retreat, as always, but this physical aspect needed some rest. And I want to share with you that that is physically happening, and that the demands of the physical realm are getting a little challenging, to say the least. So, we will be together as long as we can. And it is my great joy and my great happiness and a great honor to be with you all, you dedicated practitioners, you people dedicated, along with so many millions of others around this planet. In every discipline and in every joy, who are doing what they can, each and every one of us individually, every moment of every day, to help one another, to help this world, to be part of the solutions and the joy of living on this amazing, beautiful Buddha field of a planet. Where everyone is recognized, namaste, as precious and vibrant and necessary to the well-being of us all. So it is my great joy to be with you as long as that is possible. I know that that is going to have some time frame on it. I don't know what that time frame is. It might be another year we can be together all our mornings. It might be longer, I don't know. But I want to just let you know that I'm at complete peace with that. I want to share that with you from a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind, and that every once in a while, no doubt, I'm going to have to miss a morning. It really, the physical plane is becoming really quite challenging. So I just want to share that with you and have it be with us in presence right now. So we'll meditate for the well-being of all beings. We smile. What a joy to be together. What a joy to recognize that this incarnation has one purpose, and that is to be for others. This incarnation is never for ourselves. It has no function for ourselves other than to be a functional instrument that helps us and provides for us to provide for others, to be of benefit, to be courteous and kind and patient and loving and creative and collaborative with others. To have the wrong view of that an incarnation is for oneself and for one's, I don't know, titillations is it doesn't even hold up to logic. So we smile together with everyone here knows that. Everyone here knows the priority of an incarnation. The purpose and function of incarnating. And what a great joy to know that, to have right priorities, to have our heart and our mind at ease, because it is put at ease by benefiting others, always others first. And others can be birds, making sure the hummingbird feeder is with fresh food and that it's clean. It can be a garden, it can be a family meeting, a family meal. It can be anything. How we use our water, how we use our electricity. Anything can be of benefit to others. Everything can be of benefit to others. And so we smile because this group field knows that and lives that. How marvelous. And knowing that each moment is empty of limitations. There is no such thing, in truth, a limitation. Knowing that, we move with the feeling of abundance, and that means generosity is every moment. Generosity of time, generosity of energy, generosity of a smile and a gleam in our eye, generosity of something. What do we have in our home that we don't need? Somebody else can use it. Because there are no limitations. There might be momentary constraints, but there are no limitations. Emptiness says everything is abundance. We smile again, how marvelous.
presence has not only opened and settled, it has expanded like the sky. Presence demonstrates the hot essence that each of us is, that every being is. How marvelous that it has opened and expanded like the sky. How marvelous that each of us is this. And to think otherwise is to be confused. How marvelous that we experience this and are not confused. The personality dissolves into present, like a dewdrop condensed from the night on a leaf or a spider web. It will evaporate as soon as the sun rises. That's what personality is, a condensation of various memories and habits of consciousness and behavior patterns. This sense of self, ethereal, ephemeral, can't be found. Is it in our hair? Is it in our heart? Is it in our toe? No. And we know it can't be found because it changes all through the day. Morning, we are one person. Noontime, another, after 3 cups of coffee or whatever. In a meeting or with a lover, we are two different people. And then the end of the day, yet another one. Not only can it not be found, it has no consistency. But what does have consistency is sky-like, hot essence, presence, essence of being. We smile again, how marvelous. It's so simple. It's so direct. It's our own experience. What is real and unreal? True and untrue. And so we breathe the whole world and all its beings into this peace. And breathe out from this peace its riches and vastness. You breathe in and breathe out. We smile and take a long, so deep breath with all beings and our Mother Earth. Love you all. Great your day.